The blue and yellow in me were fighting a battle that neither of them could win. All they did was curdle my insides and make everything look like it was shaking. The soldiers closed in on me with their guns raised. I pictured the mechanism inside the guns firing the bullets at me. I saw in my mind the holes that would appear on my outside. I thought of the dark emptiness that death would be like. All these thoughts lifted as I saw a familiar figure walking out from behind one of the large metal boxes that had carried the soldiers. It was my best friend, Professor Adifex. Despite the trouble I knew I was in, he still had a kindly look in his eye, and his mouth was upturned in a faint smile. As he approached, I noticed something that I hadn't noticed before. I had seen best friend almost every day that I can remember in my special room, but I had not seen this thing before until just now. The best friend had no color in him. There were no red or blue, no yellow or purple. There wasn't even any of the new color. He just looked blank, as I had once looked myself. His long white coat made his emptiness shine. How could Organism have been so blind as to not notice this before? And what did it mean? Cautiously, Best Friend stood almost within touching distance of me. He looked right at me and said, "My precious Organism, you've caused a lot of upset, you know, and you've had me feeling quite worried sick." That word again, feeling. If feelings meant the colors, then I could see that he wasn't feeling anything. Many thoughts ran through my mind in that little time, but I remember most that what I wanted was my special room with the empty walls to protect me and all the soldiers on the other side of it where they couldn't shoot at me anymore. Best Friend opened his arms to me in an unfamiliar expression. I could tell somehow that he was inviting me back to my room to look after me. I rolled forward to show that I agreed, and he embraced me. Something felt sharp, and it dug into me deep. It did not pass into my outside, but straight into my mind, a burning picture rushing into my thoughts from the warmth on Best Friend's skin. It was a memory, no more than that. It was a secret, a terrible secret. I saw a room filled with metal sticks, tools for jabbing, tools for poking, tools for slicing and tearing and cutting. On the operating table, in the middle of the room, was Organism. But not the Organism that was me. A different one, with swirls of pink inside and only half my size. I looked at my hands and saw that they were human. They were the hands of Professor Adifex, holding a scalpel and pushing it gently through the outside of my kindred. My own cell breed had been killed and cut up for the human's curiosity. The red whispered to me. It told me that they could use information from my kind to make bacterial weapons which would exterminate millions. Us organisms were just collateral damage to them. I was brought back to the now by the professor talking to me. He wore a question on his face that I knew there was only one answer to now. The voice of the red became more than a whisper. My blue and yellow curled up, quickly shrinking away as the red overwhelmed them. All the voices were drowned out except the red. The professor tried to take a step backwards, get away from me, but it was too late. I released tendrils of red from my outside like I had seen Shouty Human do earlier that day. But it was too late. They bound his arms and legs. He was a friend no longer. The soldiers raised their weapons, but they didn't know whether to point them at me or the professor, who, from their perspectives, was levitating off the ground from some unseen force. They could not see the colors once they had left my inside. My red blazed and thickened. I summoned every drop of it that I had in me and released it at full force into the treacherous professor's body. He would experience the red for himself and lose the precious emptiness that I had been denied. The red met his eyes and was drawn inside his flimsy form. It coursed through his veins, sending red-hot shivers throughout his body. The red entered his heart, wrapped around his brain, squeezed it tight. Finally, with a last effort, I released the red from me, and the last of it drained out and squirmed into the professor to fill any empty gaps left. I rolled back to appreciate my work, but suddenly I didn't desire revenge or even much care about how my former best friend betrayed me. I noticed a slight welling up of the blue inside of me, but that was all. It was a light and fresh day, and the soldier's attention was very much distracted now, so I could roll away unnoticed. As I looked back, I could see the professor jump at the nearest soldier and bite into his neck. As the red blood squirted from the fissure, the red now fueled and controlled him, sneaked out and dove inside the breach to fester and multiply in the soldier's strong and agile body. Both the professor and the soldier turned on two other soldiers, biting hard into them. Some of the others opened fire, but the red pushed its new puppets onward, ready to spread and thrive and dominate. Organism noticed that I was slightly smaller now. Getting rid of all of the red in me felt wonderful. And the fighting between the other colors was a lot less vigorous now. A vine of yellow protruded through my insides to remind me that the red could go on to do something terrible with all those humans to control. But I soon settled it down. The red deserved as much chance at life as the humans did, and as I had been given. It would be wrong to think of myself as responsible for the red, since I didn't create it, or myself. That was the humans, and they could very well sort it out for themselves. Thank you very much.
None of the people who worked on this podcast were paid. If you wish to donate to Organism to say thank you for the hard work put in by those involved in the podcast, please go to organism.podomatic.com, then go to Support the Podcast and click Donate with PayPal. Thank you. Organism is a five-part miniseries written by Lewis Blemings Derrick. It stars Tanya Malejewicz. This show was produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who was also the composer, sound designer, and editor.